Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. That was the 13-year-old Miami-based jazz piano prodigy Brandon Goldberg with the tune, well, You Needn't, off the 2019 CD called Let's Play, and that he is. He started playing piano by ear.
That he is what?
He is playing the piano.
Oh.
And he's playing, having fun.
Oh, okay. I just went back to the title. My head went somewhere. Never mind.
That's okay. My head goes there a lot. He started playing piano by ear when he was 3 and a half, and today he loves to play and compose his own music. Over the years, he has played at the famous Apollo Theater in Harlem, Carnegie Hall, Jazz at Lincoln Center, and is a special guest of Monty Alexander at the Blue Note in New York. And again, this kid's 13. His favorite artists are Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, Oscar Peterson, Monty Alexander, Frank Sinatra, and the great Tony Bennett. He loves to perform at community events, and he likes to help raise money and awareness for various charitable organizations like the Jazz Foundation of America, Israel Bonds, City of Hope, Debbie's Dream Foundation, which is to cure stomach cancer, and other causes. This kid is very conscientious about what's going on around him. He's appeared on the Harry Connick Jr. Show and got to talk with a cat that lives the same kind of life. He was also on NBC's Little Big Shots and even the Steve Harvey Show. And we had the chance here at the program to talk to Brandon about his life and music. And this is what he's really thankful for these days.
I've always kind of tried to surround myself with those musicians that are willing to tell me everything that was going on. Like, Ben will tell me, like, stories about playing with Wynton Marsalis and, like, all these different musicians, and I'm so grateful to be around all of them.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. Coming to you from a town that loves jazz.
We're chuckling here because actually the studio is located below what would amount to our washroom, and I think my wife just put in a load.
And I was thinking we were like at Shea Stadium watching a game and an airplane was coming over. So
is that what you thought? Yeah.
I was waiting for it.
We always joke here at the radio, the massive radio complex here, that you have to basically step over the cat pen in the garage to get to it.
And that's the way I like it. So that was actually...
informal.
That's right. So that sound sounded like a drum roll for the intro.
Okay.
Perfect
well,
timing.
I think the processing is probably keeping it down. The only way you'll hear it is if we're talking. So, yeah, the gating takes it out.
Yeah. So we're in good shape.
Yeah, okay.
So with that intro, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town in the middle of America that loves jazz. And we're here to give you a fine hour of listening.
If you feel any drips of water, let me know.
I will. It could be me sweating. So from a living legend and an icon, and one that Brandon has already rubbed shoulders with, this is the great Herbie Hancock with the tune Herbie's Blues. And as we do that, have a listen to Brandon talk about his Herbie moment.
I mean, I had the opportunity to sit with the great Herbie Hancock for 20 or 30 minutes, and I would ask him all these questions, and he almost tried to avoid himself in a way, and he was so open and humble, and it was really just an amazing experience because it didn't feel like I was talking to Herbie Hancock. It felt like I was just talking to this older musician that has been around everybody, but it definitely didn't feel like I was talking to one of my heroes.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brandon Goldberg from Miami, Florida, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the legendary pianist and composer, a musician's musician, if you will, Mr. Bill Evans, with the theme from MASH done quite well. And it just so happens that this legendary cat out of Plainfield, New Jersey, has done quite a number on Brandon's psyche. So as Brandon talks about the connection that he felt to this music, have a listen to Brandon talk about the connection that he felt to Bill's music.
I actually heard Bill Evans first because I was really into Sinatra and the Rat Pack for a while. Because that's what my grandparents showed me when I was 5 or 6 years old. But they showed me one of those old movies that the Rat Pack was in. And I just I just became obsessed with that. I would study all the Sinatra tapes, and I really just got into that whole vibe, and eventually I got into Tony Bennett too, and I discovered the Tony Bennett and Bill Evans recordings, and the first time I heard Bill Evans, I was like, that's what I want to do.
From one of the most dynamic and vivacious live performers of our lifetime, right out of Cuba and living the dream all the time, this is trumpeter and all-around music man Arturo Sandoval with the 1998 tune Mambop off the CD Hot House. And before that, I saw him firsthand and I witnessed the magic, John Christopher, at the Folly Theater in Kansas City on April 27th, 2019. And this man was amazing.
That's what I hear. And what recordings that you played of him, his music, and the man's imaging. This is quite the gifted musician and statesman.
Absolutely.
In his own way.
And he reminds me of Marilyn May. It's that long lost art of knowing how to play the crowd, making people laugh, and you marvel at how well he plays his instruments.
Yeah, Marilyn May said herself, you don't sing at your audience, you sing to them.
That's right. And that's exactly what he did. So with this Ultimate Showman, we're going to play a clip from the show. And then we're going to go into the tune, Mambop. So get on it, arriba.
this is Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joy Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the great and very busy Kansas City bassist Ben Lifer with the band Diverse. And that band includes the great Herman Mahari on trumpet and Ryan Lee on the drums. And that rounds out the trio with the tune If I Were a Bell, live at the old great Take 5 Coffee Bar circa 2014. So Ben was born in Topeka, Kansas, in a musical family. He began his study of music early in life and playing the electric bass at 14. But his road to the bass was a really good story. So let's let him explain.
They might do a better job than we would.
That's right.
Be 12 or 13 at the time. And my brother, who's also a great musician, a great drummer, was really into Dave Matthews Band at the time. And he had ordered a DVD of some live performance of theirs, you know. And it came the day that I was homesick. So I watched it. You know, I didn't know who they were or anything. And I sat there and I watched it. And I just thought, man, the bass player, he's way in the back. He's doing all this great stuff and he's cool, but he's standing way in the back and he's not getting any of the attention. And that really gelled with me.
He studied rigorously throughout his high school and eventually picked up the upright bass at the age of 17. Ben studied bass and composition at the UMKC Conservatory of Music under the great tutelage of Mr. Bobby Watson. So Ben would not be the musician that he is today if it was not for the legendary Kansas City saxophonist, composer, arranger, and educator, Mr. Bobby Watson. So as we get into the 2002 tune, Live and Learn, a mantra for Bobby and all of his students, let's hear Ben talk about Bobby.
Probably the best teacher I've ever had anything in my whole life. So I owe him the world. I think a lot of people feel the same that have come through that department there. And we're just really grateful that he decided to be here and do what he's doing. One of the things that he did so well was also bring in a lot of really great artists to work with. He would bring them in regularly.
Thank you.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Me on Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was the great saxophonist and composer that left us all too soon, Mr. Michael Brecker, with the song Timeline off his 1999 CD Time is of the Essence. And this cat won 15 Grammys over his lifetime, along with an honorary doctorate from the great Berklee College of Music in 2004, and he inspired so many people, like the great Kansas City bassist Ben Lifer. So let's have a listen to him explain.
The first jazz record I think I really listened to a lot, the first one I really paid attention to, was Michael Brecker, Time is of the Essence. And that was one that my brother was really into. And we, you know, he used to drive me to school, because when he got his driver's license, he would take me, we went to the same school. Yeah, he played that in the car all the time, and I really liked that album. It's really heavy, you know, it's got Elvin Jones. That was a pretty good way to get started.
From the band leader who plays tenor, piano, and composes, this is Jessica Jones leading her quartet with the 2019 tune Manhattan off her CD called Moxie, as we keep up our strength around here on The Big Show.
My name is Ben Lifer. I'm a Kansas City jazz bassist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the great Toronto duo of vibraphonist Michael Davidson and double bassist Dan Fortin, with the cut A Lift Above off their newest 2019 CD called Clock Radio. They have been playing together for over a decade. Having been hired so often as a team, it made perfect sense for the two to focus on their unique musical aesthetic that they've cultivated over the years. And during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, both of the gentlemen pondered their chemistry. This is what they had to say.
What I noticed right away is we seem to have the ability to predict where the other one is going, and we surprise each other. It's like we can kind of read each other's minds, and that was immediately apparent for some reason that I don't understand.
Yeah. It was kind of obvious right off the get-go.
Speaking of chemistry, this cat always had it. He always will. Through the easy and rough times, this is trumpeter and singer Chet Baker with the anthem of his entire life, the 1954 standard, I Fall in Love Too Easily.
I have told people before, I don't fall in love. I plummet.
Plummet. You go right down into it. This is off the LP. Chet Baker sings as we move on.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
Again, that was the man that's always cool and always falling in love a little bit too easily, Mr. Chet Baker, with the ballad of a very true jazz cat. And our final run into the jazz here to get everybody out of that building before it goes away on this big show comes from the grand jazz trailblazer and vocalist Betty Carter with the song Mrs. Yeah. BC off the new CD, The Music Never Stops. This is a 2019 release of some of her earliest material ever recorded by Jazz at Lincoln Center. This was live in 1992 in New York City's Aaron Davis Hall, and it is a classic. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always on the music prowl, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Meow, man.
Yes. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Yeah.
Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
on Jazz.